So I just want to start off by saying I want to express my appreciation for the great work of Paul Lawrence over the course of his trial, and also particularly though today in his closing. I think what Paul did today was clearly lay out the strength of the city's case to the judge, the strength of our claim for specific enforcement of the lease, and why that is so important to the city of Seattle, and not only the city of Seattle, but the people we represent. I thought it was particularly telling that the judge asked about the issue of sentimentality and how is it that a city can represent that sentiment of its citizens and the fans of basketball, but that is the job of the city, the mayor. He is elected to represent those interests, and those representation of those interests don't always manifest themselves in just concrete and parks and things like that. They sometimes manifest themselves in the will and desires of the people he represents. And so that's something that's irreplaceable in terms of the Sonics, if they should leave Seattle. And so that, I think, was a very poignant point of this case today. I also want to lay out to you today that our objective of the city remains the same and has been consistent throughout the point in time in which Mr. Bennett told us he wanted to break the lease, the point in time in which we filed litigation to prevent that, and the point in time between then and now in trying this case. And that was to keep the Sonics as a tenant in Key Arena, to try and solve the Key Arena renovation problem so that we can keep a team here long-term. And that's regardless of who the ownership is and who that team is, that remains the city's objective. And so today, with the closure of this trial, I hope that we will take a step forward in meeting that objective for the city. Paul, you have anything you want to add to that?
No.
Thank you. Any questions?
This might be kind of boring, but is the case decided on Washington state law or federal law?
It's a Washington contract and Washington law.
Okay.
So they dropped, it seemed like to me anyway, and I've spread all the things, so they dropped a new little bit of, Keller dropped a new little bit of evidence in his closing, which found Deputy Mayor Cease at a meeting at K&L Gates the day, 2 days after the Poisoned Well meeting. So what were you there for? Were you talking about, what strategy were you talking about there?
That is not a new piece of evidence. That was in my deposition.
Okay.
That is part of the court record. And it was clear that on October 9th, we were meeting to discuss the preparation of the presentation to the NBA of a renovated Key Arena plan.
Okay.
That's the whole purpose of that discussion that day.
And nothing about this poison well plan, no discussion of this idea that, you know, we drag them into court and make it painful enough, make them sell.
Again, in my deposition, which is part of the record for the court, I had no knowledge at any time up until my deposition of the existence of that power plant.
Counselor, if the judge were to allow the team to break the lease, what would keep them from just leaving immediately? Could they just pack up and go right away?
I'm not going to comment on what may or may not happen.
Obviously, I mean, is there something legally that the city could do to keep them from leaving immediately if she were to?
There are options for the city. There are options for Howard Schultz and his lawsuit. And I know there's a third lawsuit. And I don't know if that's a forward-looking suit or not. So in all existing lawsuits, there may be options.
How confident are you in the verdict?
It's not a verdict.
Oh,
it's a judge.
Sorry, sports writer.
No? Sorry, I'm a litigator, so I think I'm going to win. But, you know, at this point, I think we feel good about the case that's been presented to the court. We got all the evidence in that we wanted in the course of the case. We made the argument today that we wanted to make. We did our best to respond to the judge's question, and now it's just in Judge Peckman's hand to make a good decision, and I trust she will do that.
But how badly does what you call Mr. Gordon's mistake hurt?
I don't think it has any relevance to the case, as I explained, and I've talked a lot about it today. You heard about it, and I'm not sure there's much more to add after an hour and a half of talking.
Problem is, we don't get to, our audience doesn't get to see your hour and a half, so, but briefly, you say no relevance to the case at all, and the other side seemed to make it the heart of their case, especially at close.
That's why there's litigation.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like the judge seemed to think it's relevant? She kept coming back to it.
I'm not going to comment on any of the judge's questions or comments.
What was your reaction to the picture of the brain?
I'm not going to comment on the performance of opposing counsel either.
I was just asking for your impression, not commenting on the artwork or the performance.
I think it's all part of a closing package. So that's all I have to say.
Are you prepared to cut ties with the city after the case if that's what the judge mandates?
Again, what I said in court, this case is not about K&L Gates, it's not about Mr. Gordon, it's about the city of Seattle and its citizens and their desire to keep the Sonics here, and that's what's important.
How about the tie? Can you talk about the tie? I mean, is that in your closet? You have to go buy it?
You're explaining the tie.
Okay, so if you really want to know about the tie, I did want a tie that had Sonics colors in it. I went shopping before the case and found I wore a tie that had sort of a forest green and pale yellow on the first day of trial, but I couldn't find a tie like this. And I don't know if I should plug a certain store, but anyway, a certain store got this tie in, and not only did my wife buy it for me that day, but one of my trial team members also bought it for me that day. So I was newly arrived in Seattle and now newly arrived in my wardrobe.
Mr. Deputy, can I ask you a question about the judge's inquiry regarding the offer that Bennett made to the city that would have, I think she said, paid off the 2 years of the lease along with what was left on the bonds, and she made the comment that it's not up to her to tell you to take a bad, not to take a bad bargain. And I think she's talking about this case. Do you see this in any way as if you win, you lose, because they can just, if they stay here, they pay the 2 years of the lease, but then you're left with the rest of the bonds to pay off, whereas they had offered previously to pay off the bonds?
Well, from the very beginning, this case hasn't just been about money. It's about keeping the Sonics to the deal they made back in 1994. It was about ensuring that we had a tenant in Key Arena, a very unique tenant, and the one that only tenant that can fit the bill, why we remodeled Key Arena. It was about the intangible benefits to the city that Paul described in his closing. So this case has always been for the city more than just about the money. It's been about performance of the team in Key Arena and all the benefits that accrues to the residents of Seattle.
Thank you.